Hello everyone, this is Bhavna, the Golden Light, and I am bringing today God, goodness, love and light to you. Let's tune in to our next episode of What Is It Today About? Join me, keep listening, do not put it down, stay tuned in. Let's start now.
Hello everyone, this is Bhavna. And we are talking about God, goodness, love, and light. And welcome, everyone. And today I have with me, people who I have, I am co-authoring this book. And the book is called Call to Speak, Lead, and Impact. So I have, I am part of that book. I'm one of the co-authors. And I have two wonderful co-authors here with me. On this show today, Laurie Sugarman and Stephen Goldhair. And we're going to talk about why we did this book and why we were called to do this and what is our title in that book and why people should read that. Isn't that interesting? So let's welcome Laurie Sugarman. Hello, Laurie. How are you doing?
Hi, Bhavna. Thanks so much for having me on for a few minutes today.
You are welcome. I'm so glad to have you here. So tell me a little bit about why you were so interested to be part of this book.
Well, I'd actually never thought about writing a chapter of who I am, how I got here, and what's important to me. So the nature of the book and the, the gist of what we all wanted to share with our life and our stories was appealing, because it's not so often that we really look at our life in a big global totality to see where we were, how we got here, and how it led to who we are today. So it was a really wonderful opportunity, I felt. And the name of the chapter that I assigned myself to was would you rather quack like a duck or roar like a lion? Because I am a what you would call a master hypnotist, or maybe I should call myself a Missy hypnotist.
I love your chapter. It's yeah. So nice. When I heard that, I was like, wow, I could never have thought something. I was so in tune with the other parts, but I was like, wow, this is so creative.
Well, hypnosis is really creative. It's just the part of the brain that we all have, but there's so many myths around it. And I wanted to use that title because a lot of people, when they think about hypnosis, they think, you know, somebody's going to take control and quack like a duck. And I kind of stumbled into this accidentally. Studied for 3 years, studied with a pediatrician because I like working with children, and just really came to understand the organ of our brain and the subconscious, the imaginative state that's really accessible to everybody. It's been 15 years of, fascination, because we're quite capable of change, and it doesn't have to take forever. So
Laurie, tell me why the readers should go and purchase this book and read it. The chapter that they should buy that book and read it?
Well, we've all come to know each other in this project, and I must say that it's a very incredible group of people who have just incredible lives and stories and paths and journeys that brought them to the point of where each of us are today. The group is incredibly diverse from all over the world, with just beautiful stories and stories that hold a lot of miracles, some stories that arose from a lot of sadness and tragedy, some stories that arose just out of the spark of divinity that is what human beings have inside of us.
I know that is my story.
Yes.
Yes, my story is why my big why, how is and why my big why started, you know, and why am I doing what I do and why do I love doing what I do? And, you know, and then when you trust and you say yes to that, you know, miracles happen in life and God just supports you, you know, you have to listen to it. So that is my chapter. So I totally agree with you, Lori, that people should get this book because it is not just about one person writing this. And I keep telling people it's about like 22 authors, 22 powerful authors, change makers, leaders who are creating impact, you know, and they have gone through something in their personal life, which is making this world transform. So people should know about them, you know, because not everybody goes on stages and talks all the time. But through this book, we are trying to reach the mass, you know. So I would love to now invite Stephen. Stephen, welcome. And then we will do together one thing, something. Stephen, welcome. And tell me a little bit about why you, when you heard the title of this book, why you wanted to join in and why you wanted to be part of it.
Yeah. So thank you for inviting me to speak on that. You know, it's not, I don't find that it's been an easy process. Coming to be my authentic self and discover my real passions and my real set of skills and talents that I wish to share with the world in a world that doesn't understand what it means to be sensitive to those areas. We value conformity, and so I'm a highly sensitive person. And there's millions more like me, about 20% of the population, that's over a billion people who have this characteristic of being more sensitive than the average person. And it's been very difficult coming to understand what that actually means and the gifts that it brings. And so as a sensitive entrepreneur, I've had to endure with the work that I do and communicating in a style that's mostly meant for people who value being more insensitive. People traditionally think of sensitivity as a weakness or something being too vulnerable or uncontrollable for them. So it's been a long journey in coming to appreciate these gifts that I've had. And it's made such a difference in not only my life, but the people that I now work with to help them understand the value of their own sensitivity and whether they're highly sensitive or not, just helping them to understand how to get more in touch to build a better inner relationship with themselves. And so that's the work that I've done. And this book is all about people who have changed their vocation in some way based on their life experiences. We live in an age now where finally this generation of people who are now entering the workforce are thinking about what makes them happy. How, not just about the vocation and the line of work they do, but how they work, how they communicate, how they want to be treated and communicated at work, what kind of a balance do they have, how much impact do they have, not just making money or achieving financial success, but reaching people and making a difference. That's what this book is about. It's about the people who have all been on this journey, which, you know, we're in the foreground. We're still part of the leading edge of people who are having to muster up even more courage.
So Stephen, tell me about the title of your chapter. What is it called?
The title of my chapter is The Sensitive Entrepreneur.
Wonderful. And I love that.
It's about my journey, my struggle and my journey as a sensitive man in a mostly insensitive world, but how I've learned to hang on to and appreciate being sensitive that keeps me connected to myself, other people, the world, plants, animals, and it's been a true gift. And so that's what I talk about in my chapter.
Wonderful. I love that. And, you know, I would love to share the picture of the book so people can actually see it's that this is what the book is. It's called to speak, lead, and impact. Let's all say it together. Lori, unmute yourself. Let's end with let's all.
There we go. Called to
call speak, to speak, lead
and
impact. Let's do it three times. Called
call
to
speak, lead
and impact.
Impact.
Perfect. So let's all, you know, everybody, let's call. Let's, you know, if you are called to speak, if you are called to impact people, transform them, you definitely want to read this book, because stories of 22 authors, is every story is very unique and very different, but it might somewhere it might align with your story. And you know, it might encourage, empower, inspire you to also do something as we are doing in our lives. But if you are hesitating and procrastinating from not doing it, because just like Stephen said, I'm sensitive, and a person who is sensitive entrepreneur might not be thinking like that, you know? So it's time for you to step up in your life. Or just like Lori said, you know, hypnotherapy and how she took that and she's transforming people, you know? Or just like me, when I had that near-death experience, and my chapter is very unique too. You know, it's very different than both of yours. It's my story of, you know, calling to speak, you know, calling, why this calling, and why I started this. So my journey of my near-death experience and what shifted it, and my connection to the divine, how it, everything happened, and the miracle happened, and I'm still alive, you know? So that is what my keeps me pushing. And so you have to read this book to find out more about our chapters. So hopefully you will all.
Yes.
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 It's a great book. This is a real how-to book, driven by examples of the people who have been through this process of appreciating their unique gifts and how to get there to become that person that you really want to be in the world. It's a great book.
Yes. And the uniqueness is 22 different stories impacting, mm-hmm. and very unique stories. It's not just one person talking over and over, but 22 separate stories, 22 different energies, but all coming together powerfully and saying we are creating this impact in the world.
And it reminds me of the Titanic when they asked how many souls were on board, because this is 22 souls and their collective stories.
Yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. So with this, I would love to end this podcast and the show, and I would invite everybody to go buy this book. And I'm going to also show you, if you are watching the video, this is going to be up everywhere. Definitely go online on Amazon and purchase the book. And it's already going to be, it's on launch, pre-launch, and you can buy it for 99 cents. And after 6 September, you can purchase it, you know, in Amazon as well. So right now it's a little.
Let's add in that the proceeds for this book go to United Way. So it's actually a good cause. All the authors wanted this to be so, because it's meant to help people. And so we're going to help in every way we can. So they'll be helping a very good cause.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. All the proceeds are going towards United Way. We are trying to help people, just like the title of the book. We are creating impact, and we are going to be impacting people who United Way helps. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Love
you
guys.
Thank you
for coming in and joining me. Namaste. Love you all.
Nice to see you guys.
Thank you, everyone. It was great connecting with Laurie and Stephen today. And the link to the book is going to be in the description, where you can go and purchase the book. Also, I would love to give you a free meditation to release fears. And if you would like to receive that, the link to my website is bhwellnessgroup.com. It would be also in the description. You can go and click on it and sign up, and you will receive a free meditation from me to release fears. Thank you. And until next time, keep listening. Love you guys. Bye-bye.